from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All the way back into the corner, and it is gone. And I don't believe it.
Wow.
Tie game, 5-5. I don't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
This has kind of become a thing in 2024.
What has?
There's some Bay Area teams that are looking straight in the eyes of some of their players and going, dude, we ain't messing around. Okay?
Such as?
Brandon Ayuk. We're not talking. We said 26, and you're under contract.
Well, they can't send him down.
Nope. And now the San Francisco Giants just looked at Camilo Duvall and said, here is your one-way trip to Sacramento, California.
Bye-bye.
And oh, by the way, the Golden State Warriors looked straight in the eyes of Klay Thompson and said, enjoy Texas.
Yeah, some tough love out there.
Wow.
I wonder if the Giants charter, we will be making an unscheduled stop in Sacramento. Please remain seated unless you're in seat 11B. Boom.
Ding. You are now free to move about the Capitol. Because you're going to Sacramento.
If you're seated in 11B, go ahead and grab your bags. Grab your bags. Yes, that's you, Camilo.
Your bong is better than my bing bong.
I'm just trying over here to make light of a very serious situation, Mark. Yeah, the Giants have, well, they don't have no closer because somebody will close if they get the lead, but I was in need of a closer.
I think you're going to see, and teams do this sometimes. You've seen teams kind of do the righty-lefty closer thing depending on who's coming up. I think your candidates right now are Ryan Walker and Taylor Rogers. Taylor has done it before. I know he doesn't have the stuff that looks like closer stuff, but refer sometimes. Not everybody's got to be a fireballer. Sometimes it's also a mentality of being able to handle the ninth inning in a close game. But Ryan Walker kind of has that look and kind of has that stuff. I wonder if Eric Miller can get control of the strike zone a little bit more, if he might not be an option at some point soon. But the bottom line is this. It may not look like you want it to look. I know everyone's in love with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball at the closer position. They're not a damn reliever in that bullpen that's scarier than Camilo right now, if you're a Giants fan.
Yeah, and so bad scary. Scary bad.
Yeah, I don't care who the hell you put out there. Throw strikes.
Yeah.
Stop walking people.
It's been a struggle.
It's literally the one thing that you can't do. And what this move also says to me, and I'm not here with any specific report, but I've known things and I hear things, but it's been a little bit more general. It is being confirmed all over the damn place. And actually the confirmation, all the confirmation you need is simply what just happened. This is about more than struggling on the mound. Camilo Dunn absolutely infuriated somebody multiple times. Now, here's what I do know. I do know that the whole, I don't want to go in unless it's a safe situation thing, that bothered people. I do know that, I have a hard time going in without the light show, that bothered people. I know that when you take it out on a drink machine in a dugout, that's not something that people blow off. in the big leagues. But I also know it's gone a lot deeper than that. I'll give you a tweet that was just sent out by Andy Baggerly. His response to Camilo Doval getting sent down, he wrote, Camilo Doval, one all-star appearance, two coaching staffs whose patience he has exhausted.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, Andy knows what he's talking about.
Well, and that's coming off a year where the coaching staff last year saw him as an all-star.
Correct.
39 saves and a whip, walks plus hits over innings pitch of 1.138. So it's easier to tolerate a guy with 39 saves, an all-star appearance, and a really good whip. This year it's 1.614 and only 22 saves, no all-star appearance, and he's given up a hit an inning and almost a walk an inning. He's given up a 0.75 walks per inning and basically almost one hit per inning. So when he comes in to close, go ahead and put two runners on and let's see if we can get out of it.
Well, and what we don't know Camilo. Because of the language barrier, very few of us have ever even heard him talk. I have no idea. The guy might be a complete diva. I will say that I have heard those around the team flirt with that word before. I have heard that.
I've heard that he's very quirky and there are certain things that he likes, and when they're not in place, he does not react very maturely.
That was a lot of words to say diva.
Well, diva a lot of times is reserved for wide receivers and the truly elite. Wow. But I mean, if you're just peculiar, but you go out there and you handle your business, you're not necessarily a diva. But one thing I know for sure, when you're a closer who's got, I don't know, 400, 500 career saves, and you don't want to go into a game that's 11-3, you kind of have earned the right to not go into a game that's 11-3. But when you're Camilo Doval and you've got about, 80 career saves? I don't even know if he has 100 career saves yet. The point is, he has not reached that level on a team in an organization where you can go and say, I'm not pitching in an 8-run game.
That's an
earned thing in baseball.
Yeah, and this goes even a little deeper than that. Even if you're amazing, you've earned some things, but nobody gets to do that. You know what I mean? Like, sure, does Tom Brady get to a point where his personal nutritionist gets to be on the plane? Well, at a certain point, Bill Belichick even thought that was done. Barry Bonds gets a Barca lounger. Does everybody else? No. So sure.
That didn't necessarily play well either.
No, but those are small things. I think that some of this is bigger. Again, when you're coming off of an all-star year, you are handled a certain way if you're struggling. There are ways to do it, and demoting you within the bullpen would have been what you did if they weren't mad at you for some other reason. Sending you down is as firm as it gets. I mean, my gosh, that was an ego slap that was purposeful.
No doubt. You're right, because if you wanted to just send a subtle message of, you know what, you're struggling and we're going to take the closer job away from you and we're going to see if you can earn it back in the 7th and the 8th inning, Camilo. No, this is pack your things. And when we get to September and we do September call-ups, you might be one of them, because it's not like the old days where you called up everybody and you had 50-man rosters in September. Now you're still somewhat limited. So I wonder, he's got to go down there now and show it. He's got to go down there and prove it and show that he is worthy of a recall to come up here for the stretch run in September.
I don't even know if that's how he's going to react. I don't even know if that's what this is about. If I'm the San Francisco Giants and I am just reading this behavior now, okay, I'm reading what you just did. You said yesterday, if you do something kind of heavy-handed with Camilo, you've lost him for the season, and I agree with you. That's a wrap. There's no bringing him back in a month.
Well, if there's no bringing him back in a month, then Steiny and Goo had this conversation with Kuminga earlier, and I do think there's a great parallel. If, in fact, you have lost him for the year, then you might as well look to trade him in the offseason.
And they might.
Well, you should have maybe traded him at the deadline.
Well, and maybe they tried, and you know, I don't know. Again, baseball and sports, these are very small fraternities. And if you've got a guy that's acting like an absolute crazy person, and again, that's a hypothetical.
Yeah, that might be a stretch.
There are some things that I know, there are some things I don't know, but this is a very, very heavy-handed move, and it suggests to me that the Giants have had it up to here, as my mom used to say.
Right.
Okay?
Think about the breaking point.
If that's what you're doing, other teams might know about that. And maybe Camilo Duvall is just untouchable right now.
Think about the breaking point yesterday, yeah, where it's 5-2. It's the end of a road trip. You've had multiple rain delays, and you got Duvall in. All you need is 3 outs, and we can get on the plane. We can leave this godforsaken rainstorm, and we can get home. Coming off a good road trip, we can all relax and maybe get a half a day off. But instead, we got to play more baseball because you can't get 3 guys out on a dreadful team. And so now we got to play bonus baseball. That to me was kind of a breaking point moment where you serve one up on the outside corner and a guy touches you up for a 3-run oppo taco.
Yeah, but it's not the homer. You're allowed to give up a homer. It was a 3-run homer because you walked 2 people.
That's the thing. And we were here live on the air during the crossover.
Oh my God.
And your face.
I almost fainted.
And poor Guru's face, who was a fan of the Giants yesterday. A fan of the Giants yesterday.
Willard, you made eye contact with me, I think, after the first walk, and you said, yank him.
I said, yank him.
Get him out after the first walk.
Remember, he's got to face 3 batters, though, and he gets the second out. When he walked the second one, that was his 3rd batter. And I think that's when I motioned to you, and I said, get him out of the game.
I thought you were talking to me. I thought he wanted me out.
While we're at it, two
birds, one stone. Yeah.
Totally.
No, it's not the homer, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's baseball. You get touched up. Somebody hits one the opposite way on a high and away fastball. That's baseball. They're not going to get mad at you for that. But if you're out there walking people and by the way, behind the scenes, you're doing things that make you not a good teammate or not a good clubhouse presence or whatever. Yeah, man, there's a shelf life on that. And my gosh, I was exhausted. If Gabe Kapler was having the same issues and the Giants as a whole organization have been watching this go on for a few years, like, yeah, you take the opportunity to put someone in their place when, by the way, they're not helping you on the field anyway. That's the reason he didn't have anything bad happen last year, is he was performing his butt off. But if you're going to be a problem and you're going to perform poorly, I got an idea. Bye. What are we doing here? And I'd add, it's August and you've worked yourself back in the race.
Oh, so they're back in the race.
Well, if you've got a winning record, I'm going by their definition now. Bob Melvin's definition all along was, you can talk to us when we've got more wins than losses. And I agreed with it. I said that to you 2 weeks ago. When the number on the left is bigger than the number on the right, I'm willing to have a conversation. And for at least 24 hours, it is. The number on the left's bigger than the number on the right. You do not have time in that situation to put a closer out in Major League Baseball where you need to start warming someone else up before he even gets the rubber. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That means you need a bigger roster than everybody else.
And something has happened since the beginning of July. I don't know if he is in a mental funk or if it's his mechanics, but since July 1st, Mark, he's appeared in 12 games, 11 in the third innings. He's given up 12 hits and 7 walks.
Dude.
He's given up 7 earned. His ERA is 5.56 since July 1. And he's hit a couple of batters, and the opposing batting average against, .279. That's your closer since July 1. So the attitude, the behavior, whatever's gone on has been only a small part of it. For me, it's the on the field where you've pitched 12 times and you've been bad.
Boy, you know pro sports. They'll put up with a whole hell of a lot if you're out there performing.
Exactly.
But when you're not, then there's no room for the rest. What's up, Grandy?
This comes from Shana Rubin, who covers the Giants for the Chronicle. Yep. She says, Bob Melvin has said he wants to keep Ryan Walker in his current role, but Jordan Hicks has closer experience and was warming behind Duvall on Wednesday's game. He hit 99 miles per hour in Cincinnati.
I forgot about Jordan Hicks. I completely forgot.
And you forgot about Hicks.
I forgot.
Thank you. Just real quick. Had to get that in there.
Good. I forgot
about... We need a closer. You forgot about Hicks.
I forgot about Jordan Hicks.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And yeah, he's done it before. He's got the stuff. He's got the mentality. You know, I mean, that was maybe one of the most telegraphed moves of all. You know, now, oh gosh, usual suspects moment. Hold on a second. The Giants signed Jordan Hicks to a four-year deal worth $44 million, right?
Right.
The Steph Curry contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's closer money.
Well...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He wanted a chance to start. The Giants said that they would give him a chance to start. Follow the breadcrumbs. I'm not saying everybody knew how it was going to play out. But if the organization knows, Camilo Duvall's wearing us out. And that's the report. Well, before this year even started, Camilo is wearing us out. We also know that Alex Cobb is injured and Robbie Ray won't be back till the All-Star break. So Jordan Hicks, sure, we'll give you a chance to start, but the likelihood is we're going to put you in the bullpen about halfway through the year. And he's got closer experience, which means you drop a little note to your current All-Star closer. Oh, we just signed someone who is in his 20s and has closer experience.
Is that like the Niners drafting Ricky Pearsall?
Different. It's a little more layered, but maybe.
Yeah.
We drafted your replacement if you'd like him to be your replacement.
Right? We signed a guy to be a starter, but I don't know if you noticed, he's closed before.
I mean, look, with all the starters that the Giants had / have, it was reasonable to think right out of the gate, and many of us did, that Jordan Hicks was not going to be a starter for the entire year. Maybe this is exactly, and I'm not going to say the plan, but maybe this is one of the scenarios the Giants somewhat predicted from the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mad genius, Farhan Zaidi.
Boy, give that man an extension. Mark Khanna and Jordan Hicks?
Not to mention Tyler Fitzgerald.
Mind blown.
And don't forget about Gerard Encarnacion.
Well, that was the plan all along for sure.
Your boy's been hot lately. Yeah.
Dumped Jorge Soler's double play contract in full to the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah. I'm going to beat you to it because you're normally the guy who loves management, but extend that man.
Pay that man his money.
Jordan Hicks as a reliever... In his career, he's got an ERA of 3.65, 32 saves.
Yeah, not, I mean,
4.32 as a starter.
That's not like overwhelming. Again, to me, it's more about like, have you done it before? Because it's different. The ninth inning is just different.
One strikeout per inning when he pitches out of the bullpen.
And he hits 99 on the gun.
Yeah.
And by the way, he has looked rejuvenated since going to the bullpen. He looks like the guy we saw at the beginning of the year.
Yep, got himself a little bit of a breather. His last start was July 23rd, and then 5 days later, pitched a couple innings, and then 5 days later, pitched a couple innings, and then 5 days later, pitched an inning.
Perfect.
So he's pitched five innings since July 23rd.
What's he given up in that in those five?
He gave up two against Colorado. He got the hold, and then he hasn't given up anything since.
Okay.
One inning against Cincy, two against Cincy, one against Washington. So five innings, two runs allowed, and only two strikeouts, but the velo is coming back up. And so now you're just asking him to go one inning if he is going to be, in fact, your closer starting tonight.
Next year, Camilo Doval, ARB 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then ARB 2.
I get it.
Followed by...
game show music, please.
Anybody want to take a guess at what happens?
It's going to be ARB 3.
Number 3.
He is under team control until 2028.
That's why he becomes, and that's why I thought he was, a great trade possibility at the deadline because of that 3 years of team control.
To your point also, I said, hey, small fraternity, people know what's going on, and maybe they do, but although maybe they don't know the full story. This is going to be a shockwave. In other words, and I, as you know, I was in favor of shopping him at the deadline as well. Maybe you send him out before the whole world knows how mad you are at him. Well, now the whole world knows. But, now you just send him down for the rest of the year and let's see if this message helps him rehabilitate his image within the organization for next year. And he can be among those who are vying now for the closer role starting next year. There actually are some Doval and Aiyuk comparisons because, and here's what I mean by that, I think most organizations, especially in 2024, the age of analytics, optionality, and multi-positional players, I think that you're going to find it very difficult to find an organization that wants to pay huge long-term money to a closer. That's a replaceable position. And those guys are throwing so hard that you see a lot of them burn out fast. There's a lot of closers where you're like, that's the best closer in the game. And then a year later, Edwin Diaz, you can't pitch. You stink. And so, in a way, I think that job should be open for competition every year, no matter what.
Yeah, you probably don't want to sink a lot of money into those guys because they tend to not, last as long as their contract. And so the best thing to do is find somebody like Doval who you can use all the way into their ARB years or through their ARB years and the rest of it. And then at that point, move on. I'm just looking at the all-time saves leaders among active pitchers. And you've got Kenley Jansen and Craig Kimbrell, both 36. Aroldis Chapman is 36. Then you get to Edwin Diaz, who is 30, and he's only got 219 saves.
Yeah.
And he's 46. So most of the guys, 34, 30. David Robertson's 39. Class A is 26. He would be the best of the sub 30 closers currently in the game.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds Chris.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.